This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Figure out what's going on. Monday, the 15th of July, the Ides of July, halfway through the month of July we are. We are halfway, well, I think it would be Yoda's way of looking at things. Halfway through the month of July we are. I'm Doug Steffen, or maybe I could say Doug Steffen, am I? Jennifer Horn, is she? Victoria Keelan, is she? Is she? Yes, she is. Is she? Is Kara Schilling? Shall I confuse us even more? Well, we know all. We're lined up and ready to go after a good weekend. This is perhaps your first touch-in with the world as it may be. The intellectual communication that we have here. Wouldn't you say that is a good description, Jennifer? Intellectual communication. We have that.
We're nothing if we're not intellectuals around
here. That's right. All right. Mr. Mueller goes to Washington, or does he? That comes up after Jen Jen gives us a weather report. This is kind of, I guess.
It's all about weather and darkness
together.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, the good news is in Louisiana that they are finally taking, well, not finally, I hate to say that, it's been a few days, but they are taking the first steps towards recovery after Hurricane Barry made landfall in the state of Louisiana as a Category 1 storm on Saturday. It was then downgraded pretty quickly to a tropical storm. The mayor of New Orleans, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, announced during a news conference on Sunday that many staples of city life would resume as to normal, including public transportation, garbage pickups. The municipal offices are reopening today on Monday. The governor of Louisiana said all state offices would be open Monday, except in three different parishes where there was still a lot of flooding and damage to dig out from. Barry weakened to a tropical depression on Sunday. It moved across Louisiana into Arkansas, and Louisiana was on high alert for a lot of the weekend with the threat of epic flooding. Much of that threat failed to materialize, which is good news. New Orleans in particular did not see the catastrophic storm surge that they thought they could have seen. So there's a lot of people who are feeling pretty grateful today because it could have been a whole lot worse than it was. However, it was still messy. And so there is still stormy, obviously the stormy weekend brought through lots of places that are going to still need to dry out a bit and some recovery. So good news, it could have been worse for Louisiana and for Arkansas in Manhattan. And this is pretty crazy. As the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, was in Iowa campaigning for the presidency, there were power outages that struck a lot of Manhattan for about 5 hours on Saturday evening. Subway stations, Broadway theaters were affected, skyscrapers, all in New York City were kind of plunged into darkness. And it happened on the 42nd anniversary, nearly to the hour of the 1977 blackout from New York City. 73,000 residents were without power at the height of the outage. Officials had blamed this fire in a manhole in the Upper West Side that affected an underground transformer that knocked a lot of these people into darkness. Power went out at 7, and it continued on till after midnight. I don't know, Victoria, you're closest to New York City as a former resident. This seems like it would make
neighborhood
such a mess of everything.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. Right, we had friends who were in the blackout, and it was starting to, the temperature was starting to really creep up and up because it was 91 yesterday. So it was not a great time to lose power. And when New York City goes dark in any patch, it just looks like post-apocalyptic. It doesn't look right on any level.
So your host was in the middle of that. The trip to New Jersey that I had scheduled, which I did actually take, ended up taking a route through the wonders of Waze and other of these. I used my car GPS and I used Waze. The power was going out as I was going into the Lincoln Tunnel. And if you don't think that, the Lincoln Tunnel wasn't dark, But the you could hear this, the you can kind of sense what was going on because things had begun to be very confusing. And the city doesn't know what to do without power. I was on my way to Tom Kreitler's 60th birthday celebration, and I had no intention of going through the city, but my GPS, instead of putting me over the George Washington Bridge, put me down off on the Lincoln Tunnel, and it was why I even thought, okay, well, I'll follow the GPS. There must be some traffic problem on the George Washington Bridge. I usually trust my instincts, but in this circumstance, I had forgotten about the last time I used GPS in New York. It sent me around in the same circuit for almost an hour and a half. I went around on the same four streets until I figured out where I was going on my own. It kind of makes your mind numb. And so in understanding, and then became the main conversation at this party that I went to, because most of them were New Yorkers, and they'd come down from New York. And so I'm sitting next to somebody from an ad agency, and she's got her, she has her iPhone with her. And there's a big, you know, New York without power, blah, blah, blah. And so everybody starts looking at that. So the party was somewhat co-opted for a while because everybody wanted to know whether they had power at their particular location back in New York City. And I thought, as usual, the mayor, Bill Blasio, ordered a full investigation. That gave me confidence that I knew everything was going to be A-OK. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway.
From across the country.
Whenever he's running for president someplace here or there. But it is, it's kind of an interesting, we went back into the joke department. Last time was a blackout. 9 months after that, there were a lot of babies in New York, and that seemed to calm everybody down. Oh, so, hey, listen, it's a world of technology, and technology sometimes gets short or upended because of things that happened, whether it's fire or it was hot. It really was. Yesterday, I missed Victoria by this much. I had no idea I was as close as I was to you until Kreitler told me that you were 2 miles down the road.
And that 2 miles? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he says you're right down there. He's only 2 miles away from the beach where you were. Now, he'd had about 15 beers at that time, so whether or not that was accurate or wasn't accurate, I didn't know how close I was until that point. So when I was leaving, I sent you the text. And, of course,
you emailed me. No, you emailed me, which I didn't see until... I don't even know when, yesterday. And I said, that's what texting is for. If you had texted me, I would have seen it.
Well, you see, I believe they're, in my silly mind, they're equivalent. And, of course, they aren't, because they use their devices in different ways. But anyway, I miss you, and that's too bad. I went to Chuck Curry's over in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, our movie guy, and I had a wonderful morning with him yesterday. And this was my vacation. I went on Saturday afternoon. I drove down to New Jersey, and Sunday morning I drove over to Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and Sunday afternoon I drove up to a dairy farm in western Massachusetts to taste their ice cream and sample it. Drove 1,000 miles and felt really good about it. I brought with me a bunch of old CDs with doo-wop music, and I was screaming music and loving it to the top of my lungs. So that was my vacation. Folks, you got good vacation stories? Share them with us on Twitter, at DJV Show, if you'd like, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us with the DJV Show podcast as well, DJVShow.com. Is Mr. Mueller, the special counsel, former special counsel, he was set to testify on Wednesday, I believe, of this week, on the Russia investigation. But now lawmakers on both sides, I find this interesting, say they don't have enough time to get prepared. What in the name of God do they have to prepare for? What is it? He's not going to tell them anything anyway. Well, look at the report. Unless he does something that's not expected. So what? This is more drama, ladies? More drama in the interest of what?
Yeah.
It's been delayed till the 24th, apparently, under the agreement.
It's just kind of silly because at first it was being tossed around that he doesn't really want to testify. So
no,
he was going back and forth with the Justice Department trying to figure it out. He's supposed to testify between two different committees. He was supposed to be on the Judiciary and the Intel Committee all in one day. And now not only do the you know, congressional representatives, both Democrats and Republicans, want more time. But now they're going to move him to a July 4th, 24th testimony. And so it'll be a week later, and it'll be a longer amount of time so that everybody can get their chance at a question. Because the reason that they wanted to do this is that everybody, I think, by the way the rules are set up in Congress, is supposed to get 5 minutes to question someone who's sitting there. But the amount of time that he had agreed to on the 17th would have mathematically not given everybody their 5 minutes to ask questions. So now this longer appearance on July 24th is going to have 3 hours of testimony for the judiciary and a two-hour panel before the intel. So it's going to be a longer day to allow everybody else to have their time to get questions.
Ah, won't that be exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about vacation time, you see this fellow about this who went swimming. He got this infection. This large sore developed on his back, and they got home.
Where was he swimming? Because that's what we've been warning people. Those stories are popping up everywhere. Florida. Down in the south, if you're in any kind of brackish water, it's the flesh-eating bacteria.
Destin Beach is on the west side along, that's the panhandle. So that's where he was visiting. And it got him. It just got him. It's just pretty amazing. It was 48 hours it took him after his last swim to die. And there have been, I don't know how many of these things we've talked about this year, but that's why I sort of brought it up because I remembered.
Was he swimming in the Gulf?
Yes.
Because that's the first time I've heard of it in the Gulf. I've heard of it, it's all in the brackish water, but I haven't heard of it being in the Gulf of Mexico.
Destin is on the panhandle, almost into Texas. Almost into Louisiana. But this was July 4th. This wasn't before the storm. This was the July 4th weekend. So a week ago. And he died on the 7th. So that would have been last Sunday, a week ago, yesterday. And it's just now coming out. He didn't have any open cuts or wounds. Didn't have a compromised immune system. I had a picture show up on Friday. I was going to post it on the Facebook. And then I couldn't find it. It came and it went. From a friend of mine who had seen pictures of a dolphin that was washed ashore in that same area that was covered with lesions and cancers and skin stuff. Just awful, awful. It kind of reminded, you saw that shrimp that I posted on my Facebook page last week, right? The one that had been half eaten by the whatever environment it was in. Good God. The stuff, what are we doing? What's this stuff coming from? I mean, they haven't even found out, really, what causes it, don't they, have they? The stuff in referred to as brackish water?
Yeah, well, it's because this toxic algae has been really growing in a lot of these parts of in a lot of these water ways because it's stagnant water and the water temperatures are a lot warmer than usual, and so it's just a feeding ground for this bacteria. There are bays in New Jersey that are also closed off; no one's allowed in right now, and all 21 beaches in Mississippi have been closed.
Yeah.
So it's
that makes
sense. It's a mess.
The storm. Yep. In the next half hour, we'll be, I guess, extolling the value and virtue of Prime Day. Right now, let me extol the value and virtue of having a good night's rest with Good, Doug. You know what? I think I'll do that good night's rest instead of power slides.
Last minute editing.
Yeah, right. Well, it's pretty simple. The message is simple and clear. You need a good night's rest. You need good pillows. You need good sheets. You need good mattresses. You need these things in order to get the rest that you need. Without the pain of having to fix your sheets or mess around with, you know, you get your pillows set the way you like them, and that's it. Jennifer, all the ladies have had a great luck, as have I. You don't have to have deep pockets to buy this stuff. Go to MyPillow.com. Save a lot of dough using the DJV code. That's pretty much simply the message. MyPillow.com. Save up to 55% on the regular cost with the code DJV. Get yours today with at MyPillow.com with the code DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of all the things that Jennifer Lopez does, for me anyway, I find her singing to be the least because it's not my generation. I like watching her dance, I like her acting, I like her persona, but that's me. She had a big concert last Saturday at Madison Square Garden, not so fast. Because you heard us talking about the widespread blackout in New York City, and that event forced her to stop the concert during about 30 minutes in, I guess. It was the second of two shows in New York, and it's my party tour. There was a lot of attention. Floodlights come on. The announcer tells the audience, oh, sorry, time to evacuate or leave the venue. You must leave Madison Square Garden. J-Lo took to Instagram to speak to her fans from the backstage area, telling them she'd do everything in her power to make it. See what I'm doing there? Everything in her power to make it up to them.
Get it?
Yeah. In the video, J-Lo said, quote, hi, guys. So we're backstage. They just told me to get off stage. She explained that she was asked also to evacuate, and she asked the people that could, obviously, that were watching on some of the devices to please leave slowly and calmly. She reassured fans that they would reschedule. Quote, I love you. I'm so sorry this happened in the middle of our moment. Blackout impacted a lot of that area, Midtown, Upper West Side. So all these New Yorkers were without power, Times Square, billboards, Trump. It was really, I was looking at some of these people's devices, and there was no light in Times Square. It's really weird.
Yeah. Broadway shows every single theater had to be evacuated.
Yeah.
That's thousands and thousands of people wandering dark streets in New York. It was not a fun place to be. And
New York is still
very, very sensitive to any type of incident like that. And so there's always an element of panic. Because Broadway's all tourists, and then New Yorkers were the ones at J-Lo's concert. It was a whole mess.
Yeah.
We had friends in the middle of some of it, and it was just really, it's always kind of scary. New York is not supposed to be black.
Ew.
It's not supposed to be dark.
Nuh-uh. All right, so let's go to the opposite end of the country, out to L.A.'s Dodger Stadium for another event on Saturday night. Jen Jen's mother was in attendance as the McCartney concert gave fans a big, great, superb performance. And this was, by the way, the final stop on his Freshen Up tour. To make the three-hour show extra special, he brought out Ringo to perform Sgt. Pepper. And Helter Skelter, that must have been a lot of fun. We've got a surprise for us. He said a surprise for you, a surprise for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ringo Starr. He announced. Then, it wasn't only that surprise. His 38-song set also included a surprise appearance by the guitarist for the Eagles, Joe Walsh, who came out midway through the Abbey Road classic, The End. Best part is we didn't have a clue what we were doing. He joked after it. But, you know, these people have been through this stuff so much together, they know, and they're so good. They're such professionals. They don't really need to rehearse, per se. So they just kind of work their way through it. And the crowd wouldn't have cared anyway. The crowd wouldn't have given a doggone. They just seeing those two, especially, I mean, Joe Walsh is okay, but Ringo and McCartney together, that's a lot of fun. They both have homes, I think, Jennifer, in L.A., don't they?
I don't know. I'm not sure, actually. I don't know that Paul McCartney spends a lot of time in L.A., but he might.
Yeah.
I think my mom would be living on his doorstep if he were here a lot.
All right. So it was a great concert. Good time was had by all. Hopefully you had a good experience doing something fun over the weekend. We'll talk about our weekend gigs as we continue here on the DJB program. 28 after the hour now, this Monday the 15th.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Barry continues to weaken, but the storm, now a tropical depression, is still posing a danger to Mississippi and Louisiana. Parts of those states could, over the next day, get as much as 6 to 8 more inches of rain. President Trump doubling down on telling some Democratic congresswomen to go back to their countries. The president saying on Twitter that the Democrats call their adversaries racist when called out, but he said they stick up for people who speak badly of this country and shouldn't be allowed to go unchallenged. All but one of the four women he was talking about were born in the United States. And one of them, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, responds,
I want you to know that you belong, that this is our country. And no amount of hate-filled bullying from the White House is going to change that.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
There we go, 34 at the hour. Hi, the source of truth decay. Not here, we get rid of truth decay. We're fixing all the problems. We're just here to make your life, to make everything better. So that's why the Prime Day, the focus. Okay, Doug, shut up and let Victoria take us to Wimbledon.
Yeah, Wimbledon was very exciting yesterday. The men's finals saw Roger Federer going up against Novak Djokovic. He was number one seeded and Federer was number two.
Djokovic?
That's his name.
No joke, Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic, yeah. And he, it was a nail biter. Went into five sets and 5 hours of play. And this, it broke the record. It was the longest final in Wimbledon history. It was also the first time in Wimbledon history that they had to go into the fifth set tiebreaker, which is a series of 7 points. After they each reached 12 games, then it went into the tiebreaker, which was a series of 7 points. And it was absolutely back and forth, completely evenly matched. And just in the end, maybe it was age, maybe it was just the amount of time, but 38-year-old Federer just gave in at the very, very last minute, and Djokovic took the title. And it was an exciting, really exciting match to watch. And Prince William and Princess Kate were there in the audience, and then presented the Princess Kate presented the trophies later on. She's the patron of Wimbledon, and it must have been a long time for to sit in the audience for 5 hours watching this. Ooh. But it was certainly exciting. And I tuned in towards the very end in the last
set. Who's been the oldest person to win Wimbledon? Do you know offhand?
I don't know.
38 is that old, considered old? If a tennis player gets beyond that, it's really something to make note of.
I would guess. I think back in the day, maybe McEnroe or Jimmy Connors. They were the fourth longest match in Wimbledon history, the two of them against each other. So right. I would say maybe one of the two of them was older than 38. Not
what about
sure.
Women? Serena Williams is in the 30s now, isn't she? Late 30s? How old is she?
Mid-30s, I think, right? Isn't she like 35?
Yeah. And Billie Jean King was how old when she won? Anybody know? I'm thinking she was a little
no
older.
No idea.
I don't know.
Some of the ones that are really made the day. Today is Prime Day. Amazon and all the devices. What's some of the advice? Okay. So if you ladies were working the savvy shopping side of the street, what would you say? Have you started? Are you going to participate? Is this overcooked? Is this just one more way for Amazon to try to take over the world? What is this? Today and tomorrow, Prime Day.
It's bigger. Well, it's now bigger than Black Friday in terms of sales numbers for Amazon. So, and the deals, I think, are probably better now. So if you're in
why
the
do they do
any,
this?
I think last year was such a dud. I don't know. I'm not all that excited. I'll obviously check it out. But the year before last, I thought it was definitely more deals. But last year, I don't know, didn't seem to be all that exciting to me. Did you guys get anything good?
I don't remember. Actually, yeah, last year on Prime Day, I did get a bunch of stuff that I probably didn't need. But last year, they had more than 100 million products on sale.
Wow.
So, yeah, it definitely...
Maybe it was just me.
Last year's Prime Day was the biggest single day of shopping in the entire country. So it might have just been that a lot of the stuff they had on sale didn't appeal to you, maybe, but it was the biggest day. It beat Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So they seem to be on par to do that again. I'm kind of more interested, truthfully, in the Target sales, because Target also starts 2 days of sales today and tomorrow.
So Walmart, Target, eBay, Macy's, all are doing the same thing as Amazon. And so they look at some
of the
deals. They're trying to do that. I was looking at, this is for me, this is much education I probably can absorb. The Yahoo shopping experts, people from Huffington Post, AOL, has something called TechCrunch. I never heard of it. But anyway, looking at some of these deals, and Amazon's Echo Dot Mini Smart Hub on sale for $22, 56% off the retail price. And they list a whole bunch of
They're unloading. I would not advise buying any electronics right now, however, because it is Mercury. Mercury's still in retrograde. And if you buy any type of electronic device, it's going to crap out in a couple weeks. You're going to be disappointed. Yeah. However, if you are really desperate to buy some of the Amazon Alexa-powered items, those are all on sale. So it is a good time for that, if that's kind of what you're into.
Right, if you're into it. All right, so... But people talk about this, and people know what's going on pretty much. I don't think we're doing anybody a service by going through the things. It just is one of those.
Well, there are some things that a lot of people don't realize. Like, you can get 50% off different things, like the Stars app on TV. And so you can get free trials. You can get 3 months free and then get 50% off after that. So there are a lot of other deals for entertainment services that are pretty cool.
Is this one of those, like you're always teasing me about clickbait, Is this one of those deals where you actually look at something, but then you'll buy something else and not save anywhere near as much money? Is that possible? People, I mean, are there things that are really values, and then there are other things that are just, you know. But you're there, and you're seeing it, and so, okay, let's buy this.
Sure. Impulse buys, tons of them, and in a store,
Yeah, right. Okay. So there's some food for thought. So what, Jennifer, your mother went, we got that covered, where she went to Dodger Stadium. What'd you do this week?
Well, I actually had a really fun weekend. My dad, for Father's Day, I gave him tickets to go see Trace Adkins, which is at the Chumash Casino up in San Ynez, and I gave them to Courtney as well, so that we all had a little group weekend. Jeff was there, and Courtney's husband was there. We rented a house, and hung out and watched the concert on Friday night, did some wine tasting on Saturday, cooked dinner at the house on Saturday night, had a ghost in the house on Saturday evening.
Wow, really?
Ghost in the house.
I don't know. My dad and I heard a lot of weird noises. There was, like, knocking, like someone was fully knocking on the door, but there was no one there. And yeah, and then we heard somebody, like, going through the kitchen. And so my dad was kind of laughing, like, hey, get out of
your house,
ghost.
Or your father's house?
No, the house you rented,
Oh, the house you rented. Okay, yeah.
And so I said, don't be mean to it. I said, this, if, you know, if the ghost lives here, we should just tell him, you know, we rented the house from the, you know, from the lady, and we'll be out tomorrow. And after we said that, it all stopped.
Stopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ghosts follow you, right?
I know. It was a nice weekend.
Uh-huh. What about you, Kara? What did you do?
I didn't have any ghosts. Wow, now my weekend seems a little less exciting.
I heard you and Victoria, that what prompted me as we were going to the break at the bottom of the hour, I heard the two of you talking about what a wonderful weekend.
The weather was so fantastic. I think it was the best weather we've had in, I don't know, a month or two. It's been okay in the D.C. area, but it was just sunny. It was like 85, 90 the entire weekend, so I went to the pool, and I was outside, and it was nice. My oldest sister just had her baby on Thursday, so I went to go visit her on Friday and got to hold. I forgot how tiny newborns are. I was, like, looking at her little legs, and I was like, oh, my God.
How
so
much
tiny.
Did she weigh? What's her name?
Her name is Frida. She is 6 pounds, 12 ounces, I think. So she was kind of little.
Everybody's doing fine?
But, yeah, everybody seems to be happy. They're at home now, so hopefully I'll go visit them again this week. I did an archery class with my other sister, which was kind of fun. So, yeah, it was a really nice weekend.
Have you ever had shoot arrows before?
I think middle school gym class. So they asked us that when we showed up. They were like, who has experience? And we were like, not us.
Cute.
But yeah,
Kara lives like she's at summer camp all the time.
No,
there's always camping
fun.
And archery axe throwing. And
Well, I'm making up for it because I really didn't go to summer camp when I was a kid, so now I have to do it as an adult.
It's all right.
Nothing
You're
wrong with
making
that.
Up for lost time.
You might meet some rich, nerdy guy.
At archery class?
With a bow and arrow.
Probably not.
He'll definitely be nerdy if you meet him in archery class.
All right, so Victoria, you did, you ignored me, so what else did you do this week?
I ignored you. We had a really mellow weekend. It was nice. Yesterday was so beautiful. We went, sat on the beach, and then just literally for the whole day, and it was so gorgeous. And then there's a tiki bar here.
Your fair skin, you must have gotten cooked.
No,
that
I'm black Irish. I actually tan pretty well.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really burn. But it was really nice, and it was just nice and fun. And we've got a really cool tiki bar here that's in our apartment complex. So there was a reggae band playing. We kind of felt like we were on vacation. It was
hoo-ah!
Nice.
I felt like that too for a day and a half. We had a yard sale, or I should say, a farm sale. If any of you saw on my farm website, eastleafarm.com. Look there, facebook.com/EastleafFarm. I send people there from time to time just for fun to see what's going on. We had a junk in your trunk sale. There were hundreds of people. I think we had 600-700 people wander around the farm on Saturday, and you can see pictures of the stuff. I feel so good. We've had, I've been wanting to do this for a couple of years. There's so much junk that I had in the barns at the farm. That I just wanted to get rid of it. And so one of the ladies in the store said, let's have a junk in the trunk. So we had 30
What kind of junk do you have? Like old machinery? Or
desks. No. Desks and chairs and filing cabinets. And we had an old pool table and an old bar from a house that I'd torn down. And just stuff that we wouldn't use in 100 years. So I said, okay, I'll have the sale. Anybody who wants anything, whatever they offer you, take it. and clean it out. What's left, we'll put in the metal dumpster, or we'll put out in the street and say free. There's some chairs left over as I drove by last night. It was almost dark, and I looked at what was left over, and I just said, okay, we'll have a fire. Anything that's wood will burn. And
oh, boy.
Yeah. So, pretty exciting stuff down at the farm. It's National Pet Fire Safety Day. Speaking of fires, if you didn't know, about 500,000 pets affected every year by fires in homes. Nearly 1,000 house fires every year accidentally started by the homeowner's pets, according to some of the National Fire Protection Association information. American Kennel Club and ADT Security Services have joined forces for this annual National Pet Fire Safety Day in order to spread awareness about how your pet can start a fire at home. More importantly, how to prevent your pet from starting fires. Ensure your pet is not left unattended around an open flame. Make sure thoroughly extinguish any open flame before leaving your home. Duh. Remove stove knobs. Is that not fair to say, duh? Isn't that common sense?
Well, some people may think that the candle's blown out or that the fire is out, and it might not be. So.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Remove stove knobs. Huh. That's something I never would have thought about. Do you think this is something, if you're cooking on a stovetop, it's the number one way for pets to start a fire? I would not have thought of that. I would have thought of the candles, or the fireplace, maybe.
Cats apparently can do this, and my cousin's dog did this. He was there. They had left something was cooling on top of the stove, like a pie or something. And their dog, they have a big, like border collie kind of dog, and he jumped up and turned the knob and turned the gas on. And they didn't realize it until they came back in and they smelled the gas. And he had tried to get to the pie, and that's how it happened. And that's really scary. Creepy. Thankfully, they were home. Yeah.
Yeah. So keep collars on your pets and leashes at the ready in case firefighters need to rescue your pet in the event of a fire. When leaving pets at home alone, keep them in areas or rooms near entrances where firefighters can easily find them. And if you have a younger pet, young puppy, for example, keep them confined away from any way they could possibly start a fire. And, you know, think about it. Your pet not going to be able to escape a burning house. There may be smoke detectors you can put up that you can monitor on your device. And then there's the pet alert window cling, which I always thought was pretty practical. Write down the number of pets inside your house. Attach that to the front window. This information will save rescuers a lot of time when trying to find your pets. So it's common sense stuff, not something we normally think about. So that's why this is a good way for you to have an update, if you will. Jennifer, I noticed that the television actor Charles Levin has been the subject of a lot. Now, people probably don't know that name, but if you see his face, you know he did all kinds of television roles, a lot of comedies in Night Court, Seinfeld, that sort of thing. But he was out in Grants Pass, Oregon, and disappeared, apparently. And now I think they found his remains. Once you see his picture, you'll see. This is one of those guys that appeared pretty much universally. All the comedies that are on TV, this guy would have been on. So, and he was in Night Court and Murphy Brown, Designing Women. The list goes all and on. Highly continuing role, Golden Girls. So, anyway, that's her. What do we have quickly tonight on TV that's worthwhile?
Well, tonight, you know what I would pick? There's a new documentary on vaping. We talk a lot about that. Vaporized America's e-cigarette addiction. They're doing a special on CNBC that could be kind of interesting. That's at 10 o'clock. The other thing that I know Victoria will like is on National Geographic. They start off Shark Fest. Mm-hmm. When Sharks Attack starts things off on National Geographic at 8 o'clock.
How exciting. 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Monday. Today is the first of Prime Days. We were talking about that a little bit. I guess that's on people's mind. But let's dig deeper here, Victoria, into this big fine that has been paid by Facebook or will be paid. And then wonder out loud what they're going to do. What does the government do with $5 billion?
That's a very good question. So this is the Federal Trade Commission has reached a deal with Facebook to have Facebook pay a $5 billion fine in connection to the privacy probe that they've been conducting with Facebook. And this all goes back to the Cambridge Analytica data sharing scandal that was a few years ago. Tens of millions of Facebook users' personal data was shared without consent, and that's where this all started. And so that incident led to scrutiny from advocacy groups about how the way consumers' information is handled online. There was a pathetic Senate hearing, we all remember that, where they basically had Mark Zuckerberg sitting there and all the old fossils were asking him questions that weren't even related to Facebook. So, I don't know. That didn't lead to anything. But I guess the Federal Trade Commission has been the ones spearheading this effort, and they reported that last month it was reported that the FTC would oversee any of the potential antitrust investigations into the way that Facebook conducts their businesses, and Facebook apparently was already anticipating a hefty fine. It is the largest privacy penalty that the FTC has ever doled out.
How do they arrive at the number? Where does $5 billion come from? You know?
I have no idea. They just said earlier this year that Facebook actually told their investors that they were expecting a fine to be between $3 and $5 billion. So they knew it was coming, but the now the deal
what did they do
still
the
needs
the price of the stock. What did something like that just?
Oh, I'm sure the stock went down. Yeah, how could it not? A $5 billion fine. Now this is on top of recently there was a $2.5 million fine that Facebook was hit with from the I think it was the European Union fined them for privacy issues, but $5 billion is a big chunk of money. So we'll see how this plays out. It's not going to be the end of Facebook, but you know you would think that they'll put some systems in place so that it doesn't happen again. Hopefully,
you'd have thunk. All right, today Google is downplaying assistant recording accusations. That gets the story behind that story.
The Geek Out.
A Belgian broadcaster has published a story claiming Google's smart home devices are recording more than what the company claims. Now, while we've known forever that smart home devices like Google Home, Alexa, and HomePod have a mic for voice commands, we've always worried that more than just the "Hey Alexa" part was being recorded. The report claims that Google devices are recording conversations that don't even begin with the "Hey Google" part. They produced audio evidence of thousands of recordings, and parties were even later ID'd by the content of their conversations. Google has confirmed what they deem a leak and have downplayed the matter. Remember, that smart home device you bought has a live mic in it and you brought it in your house. We've posted the alarming story on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Get back to the action here. Fast food restaurants scanning license plates. What's the story here, Victoria?
Oh, yeah. In a recent study, the biggest names in fast food have estimated that 70% of their sales go through the drive-thru window. And they now want to hold trials of license plate recognition technology for their drive-thru. So it would work like this. You pull into the drive-thru lane, a camera scans your license plate, relays that information to the employee inside. It then tells that employee what you usually order and offers suggestions on how to upsell you. The system can even store payment information so customers don't even need to open their wallets. It's all done just through the license plate. Now, Starbucks is already using this technology in South Korea. McDonald's recently purchased an AI startup. So it looks like this is definitely the way that fast food restaurants are going. It's most likely that customers will have to opt in to having their license plates scanned, and then they would be in connection to the restaurant's app. The Financial Times noted recently that it raised the question, what happens to the scanned images of people who don't want to be a part of the program? And no one has an answer to that one yet.
Yeah,
so.
That, but I don't want you looking at my license plate.
People are so dumb with their license plates. They post stuff on Facebook and Instagram. You should never have your license plate put up on any type of public platform like that. It's just it's really, really stupid. A lot of information is connected to it. So that's we'll see how if this moves forward.
Another interesting quick story. Channing Tatum has gone on a rant about an astrology app called The Pattern, which is kind of an interesting reality. 59 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.